Yidua, the kasha of Tosfos HaRosh in Shabbos, the Velt calls it the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef wrote the kasha. And the minig in Klal Yisrael, because Chanukah is mesamal the union of Torah Shebal Peh, the union of the Ribui Neiris, there's the union of being marbe b'terutzim in the kasha of the Beis Yosef. It's a minig in the minig taka, a Chanukah minig. The ma'aseh of the kasha is that L'chaira, the Nes was only for 7 days. Is the emes is, it's not poshet, is the kasha taka that Chanukah should only be 7 days? L'chaira Chanukah is 8 days, connected, there was 8 days of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. The Chashminoim made a Chanukah, they made a Chanukah HaMizbeach of 8 days, and connected that we make 8 days of Chanukah. It's more mistaber, the kasha is just that the Hadlokas Neiros should only be 7. Now, it's Yidua already, a lot of the Terutzim. But there's different kind of teretzim. For one sort kind of a teretz, there's a lot of different schois, that in the Chanami, the nes of the neiris is only 7, but this, that the first day, there's the nes also, is the nes of the netzachon of the melchama. They say the nes of finding the shemen, the nes, this everyone talks about, that the fact that shemen burns is also a nes, teva is also a nes, and the emes, that's a famous Ramban, in Parshas Boy, that when a nes, the purpose of a nes is to be megalith us, to realize that even teva is a nes. So really that's the union, that it's taka not eight. There's another kind of a teretz, many teretzim, but another kind of a teretz that looks to find it was taka 8 days of the nes of nes. But before we get to that, that's taka the Beis Yosef and the Tosfos HaRosh, we'll see. But before we get to that, there's a mahalach that taka in a chanami, the nes of the nes is 7 only. The reason we do 8 is because there's one keneged the melchama, keneged shemen. So I want to say a shena tzustel to that. We passen like Beis Hillel keneged yomim hayoytzin. Rashi says yomim hayoytzin, including the day that went out now. Last night we lit 4. 4 days the Chanukah didn't go out. We're still holding it the 4th day. Only 3 days went out. So Rashi, when we're lighting the 4th candle, it already started. The 4th day also went out. Oh, but the Beis Halevi has a different shot. Beis Halevi says keneged yomim hayoytzin taka means that on the first night we light 1 candle. On the 2nd night we light achas va'achas. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholish. Until you get to the 8th night and you light 1 candle, stamazoy, plus 7 for the yom hayoytim. The yom hayoytim doesn't include the night you're lighting right now. The system of Ner Chanukah is achas, achas v'achas zevi by Yom Kippur, achas v'shtayim, till you get the last night in achas v'sheva. Ken Zayin, like the Beis Halevi, that's the hair. It's not 8. It's 1 candle that we light every night, connected to the tzachon of the Mulchama, connected to the fact that Shemen burns. Besides that, we talk to Ribui Neiris for the rest of the nights. Connected Yomim Hashayotzu, Achas Vasheva. And Afkamina in Lomdis, on the first night are you being Mekayim the Din of Mahadran. Bemis in Klal Yisrael, everyone is Noik to be Mekayim the Din of Mahadran. No one is Noik to do just 1 candle. The Emes, it's a Merit the Gezachar, Shach tells on it in Navi Ezri. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down. Shulchan Aruch has brought down the Din of Mahadran in a Mahadran. He doesn't bring down Bechlal the Din of Neiris Ubeis. It's fellow the Gazak, Ashmat and Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't bring down the din of Neir Shuvesi. It's Poshet, Klal Yisrael, Firtzach to do Mahajim in a Mahajim. So Zayn. Over in Lomdis, on the first night, are you already doing Mahajim in a Mahajim? Like the Beis Halevi, no, you're doing 1. Only starting the 2nd night, you're going to do Achas Va'achas. Like Rashi, even the first night, the idea of doing Keneged Yom HaYoytzim, even on the first night, you're doing Keneged Yom HaYoytzim. The Beis Yosef himself goes with the Mahalach and Tosfos HaRosh. Now there's a small shinui I want to tell, that they find that there's a nes all 8 nights. So the first Mahalach, Tosfos HaRosh says, the Beis Yosef, that when they lit the menorah, they broke, since they saw they only have enough oil for 1 day, and they knew it's going to take 8 days till they get more oil, so they broke up the oil into 8 pots, and the first night they only put in 1/8 of the oil. So it was a nes, 1/8 of the oil, and it lit the whole night, so all 8 nights was a nes. Fret Tosfos HaRosh on this pshat, and then it's the Pri Chodesh, because it has this kasha. How are you allowed to do that? What was the heter? Ain't Slim Chanal Anes. What's the heter to put in only 1/8 of the oil? What's the heter? What's going to be tomorrow night? But how do you have a right to put in less than a chetzi loy? You need a chetzi loy. So Pri Chodesh kasha is because of this kasha, talk of shlugs that heter. Pri Chodesh learns the other malach, that it's I. Oh, but the emes is, there's a makor for this idea. There's a gemara menachas that pay test. We know that the menorah, you need chetzi lug. How do you know that they needed chetzi lug? The Gemara says, because lele tevis aruchim, to go through all night, you need a chetzi lug. Zok the Gemara, menachas peites. How did Chazal know? How did the Chachamim, when they made the Beis HaMikdash, how did they know that it's supposed to be a chetzi lug? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man, the Amr, they poured in a lot more than a chetzi lug. And every night they put a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less, milmala lamata, until they realize that it's chetzi lug. The other man, the Amr, says, no, milmata lamala. The first night they put in less. And they kept on adding more and more and more until they got to a chetzi lug. Machlokes in the Gemara. The man, the Amr, that says, milmala lamata, the reason is because ain't anias b'mokem ashirus. The man, the Amr, milmata lamala, hatoyra chos al mamoinim shal Yisrael. So we have a machlokes if it was milmata lamala. Frekzach akasha, how could you go milmata lamala? How do you put in less than the amount? State that you're allowed to put in less than the amount. In less, bedoichik, maybe it doesn't mean it was a few nights. The man that says milmata lamata means that they put in a lot, and every night they started putting in less and less till they got to a chetzi lug. Kendai, the man that milmata lamala means in the middle of the night itself they started adding more. It's not so pushy, you're allowed to do that. Had luck, I said mitzvah, but actually you have to be mindful in that. Or I once thought of an einfall. When they were first lighting the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah, it wasn't in Leilei Teves HaRuchim. In Leilei Teves HaRuchim, you need a chetzi lug. Now we pass, and you always have to put a chetzi lug, the whole year round. But the emes is, when it's not Leilei Teves HaRuchim, you're allowed to, you don't need all the oil. So they put in taka less than a chetzi lug, but it wasn't Leilei Teves HaRuchim. But over here, we're back to Yisrosh, it was Chanukah time. It was the Leilei Teves HaRuchim. How could the Beis Yosef say that you put in only an eighth? This is the kasha and the epshat. The Tzveit HaTeretz, the Beis Yosef says, is that right after they filled it up, they filled up the menorah, and right away the pach was refilled. Right away the pach was refilled. Right, it was. What did it become refilled with? Shemen Shel Neis. Al Reden Vengadem. It wasn't Shemen Zayas, it was Shemen Shel Neis. Oh, but there's a ha'or on this pshat. Avada, there was a neis the first night. The Beis Yosef is coming to ask, where was the neis the first night? Avada, big neis. As soon as they filled up the menorah, it got refilled. But then on the eighth night, there's no nace. What's the nace on the eighth night? On the eighth night, it didn't refill again. They didn't need it for the ninth night. So you'll tell me that on the eighth night, it was a nace the fact that they were using Shem and Shel nace. Come to this interesting. From the nights 2 to 7, it was a double thing. Sai was Shem and Shel nace, and Sai, there was a nace of the refill. But on the first night, you only had the nace that it refilled, but they didn't use Shem and Shel nace. And on the eighth night, you have the nace that they were using Shem and Shel nace. The third teretz, the Beis Yosef says, and I don't understand what he means, klar. And here's the shinui between Taisa Rosh and the Beis Yosef. The first two tzitzim, they say the same. The third teretz, the Beis Yosef says, when they came in the morning, the menorah was full still. So what does that mean? If Bechlau didn't eat up the shemen, under a trap, that means Pashit, the first 7 nights, if Pashit didn't eat up the shemen, they lit, and no shemen was used up. It can't be. What? The nace was that it lit without shemen. Allah redden then in the Indian of shemen. Shemen has a shaykh, tarish of alpeh, Allah yonim. The nace happened and it didn't burn the shemen. It burnt. There was light in the menorah without eating up shemen. Kenetzai. Avad it ate up the shemen. So what it means that it got refilled up again is vaiti is stuck with the problem of shemen shel nace. And also it's not clear what was the nace the first night exactly. The next day it got filled up. Taisa Rosh says a little bit different, and I thought afterwards maybe that's what the Beis Yosef means. Taisa Rosh says they put in all the shemen, not like the first teretz that they only put in an eighth. That was the problem. How do you have a right to do that? They put in the whole thing, but every night it only ate up 1/8. And that's maybe what the Beis Yosef also means. He says, "Baboyker haner hayom mole." It doesn't mean mole. It means not mean mamish mole. It means it was mole. There was still a little bit left. The second night it was still 7/8, then 6/8, 5/8. Actually, that's takedip shem. To run another mahalach. To the Etzem Kasha, where was the nace the first night? That there's a she'iltis that has as a girsa, that the girsa is v'lehoyeboy lahadlik afilu liyoy mechad. Not v'lehoyeboy lahadlik elu liyoy mechad, that's the girsa by us in the Gemara, but the girsa is v'lehoyeboy lahadlik afilu liyoy mechad. So there wasn't even enough shemen to last for one night. So there was a nace the first night also. So I once saw a shein of shat, it's taka spirit. In one place the girsa is v'lehoyeboy lahadlik elu liyoy mechad. Here it says afilu liyoy mechad. So the emes is you have to bavar. There's another ha'ara. What's takid of pshat that they found as a pach shemen? If you think they made ready-made pach shemen for the menorah, it's mistaver that it would have exactly enough. Why would they prepare ready-made pach shemen that you buy, yeah, ready-made, that doesn't have enough for the menorah? So I saw in the pshat that avada the pach shemen had exactly enough, but when you pour it into your menorah, there's a few drops that get stuck left in the pach. So on one end the gears is correct. It's true. The pach had enough for one night. But on the other hand, it's also true that because there's a few drops left. But the pel is vital. Why do they prepare such pachs like that? They know that there's always a few drops left in the container, so they should put a little bit more in the pach. Teretz is, you always rely that in the menorah there's a few drops left in the menorah from the night before. So always it worked that perfect. The pach had exactly enough. including the cheshbon that there's a few drops left in the pach, plus there's a little bit left over in the menorah, everything works out. But here was a frish menorah with nothing inside the menorah. Andra say that it was Friday, and Friday you have to light earlier, so you needed more. Itaka was enough for one night, for a regular night. Because it was Friday. Or I think the Chasam Sofer says they lit outside that year. Now when you light outside, it eats up the shemen faster. It's windy and it's cold. That means it's a problem. The people that light outside, Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin has a problem. When you're lighting it, before you put the glass back down, as you're doing Gemaisa Hadlaka, it might blow out. Afterwards, you put a glass to protect it. But Peshas your Gemaisa Hadlaka, it wasn't so posh. It's a Gansa Tumul. What the Paisim talk about it. Or about Kapanim, when it's outdoors, it eats up the shemen faster, and therefore it's a problem that it had enough for a regular night, but it didn't have enough for outside. If she one more pshat, you do it. It's not 100 pshat, remember. One more pshat, weiter, going that the gear says, the pshat is that the MS, this was not a container that was ready for the menorah. This was a container for the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. The minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is 3 lug. Every day you need a shemen for the minchas chavitin. Menorah is a chetzi lug for every candle, is 3.5. And this was not from a menorah, this was a special container. It says, it had the choysim of the Kohen Gadol. You always have to have the choysim of the Kohen Gadol on the shemen of the menorah. It wasn't shemen of the menorah, it was shemen of the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is a little bit less than a menorah, because it's 3 lug. A menorah standard is 3.5. So that's why, and that was taken the neis, because the emes, the Kohen Gadol for the minchas chavitin doesn't need shemen zayizoch. The Kohen Gadol was machmer on himself, that he should have shemen zayizoch, and therefore, al stah hider, that they were able to have shemen zayizoch, taka for the menorah. A few nekudas in the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam calls it Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. The first two prokem is Hilchas Megillah, and then Paragimel Paragdala is Hilchas Chanukah. It's inconsistent. Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. It should say Hilchas Megillah v'Neirois, or Hilchas Purim v'Chanukah. What's the Shfal? Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. Megillah is the chefts of the mitzvah that you do. Chanukah is the name of the yontif. Either call it Hilchas Purim v'Chanukah, or Hilchas Megillah v'Neirois. And the teretz is Pashat. Hilchas Megillah, the Ram doesn't have to call it Hilchas Purim. If you look at the first halacha, he doesn't tell you the story of Purim. The story of Purim you know from the Megillah. Whoever doesn't understand the Megillah, Ve'enish Pashtan and Rambam Oichet. And you could even be moist if the Rambam writes in the Akdoma that you have to learn Tanakh and Rambam. And then you'll know Kol Terekhu. So you learn Tanakh, you know the story of Purim. So the Rambam starts talking to you the halachas of the Megillah. Over Chanukah, there is no Sefer in Tanakh. Chanukah is loinit in Likosif, right? That's why they talk about it. Chanukah is kol kuli terush al peh. Chanukah is loinit in Likosif. The Shemen, the Menorah. Chanukah is kol kuli terush al peh. It's loinit in Likosif. So Chanukah, the Rambam has to first tell us what Chanukah is. And Takah, the first halach in Perek Gimel, the Rambam tells us the story. Kishagobru, Beis Chashmenoi, the whole story of Chanukah. So it's Takah Kibshut, it's Hilchas Megillah, not Purim. Purim you know from the Megillah already. From Megillah's Esther you know about Purim. The Rambam is just talking about the halachas of the Megillah. Hilchas Chomitz Umatz, Hilchas Megillah. Chanukah, the Rambam is undecking to us the Etzim Chag. There's no, we didn't know it from Tanakh. Hilchas Chanukah. Now the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Yomim Eila Michotei Kislev, Yimei Simcha, V'Halel U'Madlikin Boyasaneiris. The Rambam says that it's Yimei Simcha. That's the Shitas Rambam. We don't pass it like that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it like that. The Gemara states this nicht. The Gemara says Yimei Halel V'Haido. So the Achronim talk about this. The Rambam says it's Yimei Simcha V'Halel U'Madlikin Boyasaneiris. Is a double kasha. The Gemara says Halel V'Haido. Halel is the same. But the Rambam was mashmit haido. The Gemara said that you may halal the haido. The Rambam skipped haido. Also, the Rambam has a new makar for it, in that there's a din of simcha. That Chanukah is a you may simcha. Where's the makar? So I saw a chiddush once in the Mishnah. Yaivitz, he wants to say that the Rambam didn't skip haido. The lashon of the Rambam is you may simcha the halal umadlikin boyas aneris. When the Gemara says that Chanukah is you may halal the haido, halal means that you say halal. Shmoyni you may halal. What does it mean haido? Rashi says al anisim. That you say Allah Nisim is a Haida. Aber Kenzai the Ram has a Nupshat. The Hadlokas Neiris is the Haida. You may halal Vaida that the Hadlokas Neiris is the Mais Haida, not the Allah Nisim. So the Ram does bring it. You may Simcha Vahalal Umadlikin Boyasaneiris. Umadlikin Boyasaneiris is a quote of the Din Haida. But that's the first half. Where did the Ram get the Din of Simcha? So the emes is the Lashon of the Gemara is Vasoim Yomtuf. Rashi says, Isr Tainis, that it's also to fast on Chanukah. Asom Yomtov means that it's Isr Tzoyim. Or but can say that the Rambam will learn that Asom Yomtov will mean Yimei Simcha. Yeah, the Rambam says, Behemshich, in Paradal and Aloch Yudbeis, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi Hiad Ma'oid, Vitzorach Odom Lizorva, Kedei Lohidia Hanes, and then he ends off, and this is what I want to shtel on, Afilu Eloi Mayoichal, Elamin Atzdoka, a person has nothing what to eat, Shoyel Oy Moichar Ksusoi, he has to sell his clothes, Viloikeach Shemen V'Neiroi Sumadlik, he has to go sell his clothes to get Shemen and Neiroi to make Adlok. So the Achronim shtel on the Lashon of the Rambam, Shemen V'Neiroi. L'chayr, we're talking about an Oni Evyoin Mamish, he has no money, he's going to beg, he's selling his shirt off his back. So l'chayr, he only has to do Neiroi Shubesa, he has to do one candle. He has to do Mahadrin Min Amahadrin. He's being Shoyel Ksusoi, Avad only for the Igerdin of Neiroi Shubesa. Why does the Rambam say, L'chayr Shemen V'Neiroi? Bemis, it's a shayl in the Girsin. Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the Rambam, just says, L'chayr Shemen. Also in the Girsin, some people have a Girsin in the Rambam, Shemen. But the Girsin L'Fanenu is, you have to be Moichar Ksusoi, L'chayr Shemen V'Neiroi. Why do you need Neiros? One Neir is enough. So some people make a mistake. They say, what do you mean? But there's 8 nights of Hanukkah, so you need 8 candles. One for each night. What, he has to be Moichar Ksusoi every time separately? Before Hanukkah, he goes to be Moichar Ksusoi for 8 nights. And that's Neiros, 8 candles. Oh, but that's a toss. Because Neiros doesn't mean the colorful candles that you get in the mail or that you buy, whatever it is, right? It doesn't mean those candles. A Neir means a kli, the kli that you put the Shemen in. A Neir is the kli cheres, or the kli schuches, or kesef, whatever you have. The kli that you put the Shemen in. So you only need one kli. What, it's cheaper to buy 8 kalim than a little bit of soap to clean it out? Why do you need Shemen v'Neiros? We're talking about an Oni v'Evyoin that's Pashat selling his shirt to get the Menorah. Avad al-Khair is only mechoyev to go buy Shemen v'Neir Echad. What's Neiros? So someone wanted to say, it means the Shamish. You need a tzveita for the Shamish. No? L'Khair, what do you need Shemen v'Neiros? So the Meir Sipcha Takis Medai from this Rambam, that you mechoyev to do l'chazer al-apsochim even for the Mahadran. And what could be the pshat in such as that? So I want to touch it up. The lesson is not, it's the ha-mahadrin. Someone that's a mahadrin, it's the kind of a person you are. If you're the kind of a person that's mahadrin, if you're the kind of a person that's mahadrin in a mahadrin, then the ikr hadin, your chiv is to do that much. It's not pshat if you, it's not the haroitze, lasoitz mahadrin yasakach v'kach. It doesn't say that. It says, v'ha-mahadrin, that's the din. Ha-mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, that's the din. Someone who's on the madrega, and the emes like with the varn, Shulchan Aruch doesn't even say Ner Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch decided the pasuk for Klal Yisrael, everyone's mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the din of Ner Shabbos. A pel. Or Baruch Kofanim, a mahadrin, that's his chiv. If someone's holding on such a madrega, that's his chiv. And he's mechoyev to go to liknois shemen v'neiros. Hazoyin Abdon HaMeisim. I want to declare after an under pshat in the Rambam what it means liknois shemen v'neiros, but it's a dvar chiddush. If you do it, there's a kasha in the veld, a shayla, a kasha. That means it's a toyist, the whole shayla. But what do you do, this person that's collecting money, because he doesn't have money for Ner Chanukah, what does he do on Erev Shabbos? The Hanukkah is wrong, but the veld thinks, in the veld, Retvegan has a shayla, that l'chayra, a person's only mechuyif to sell his shirt, moichar ksusoi, for Ner Chanukah. For Ner Shabbos, loy shamana that you have to do. The problem is, the Gemara Paskins, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, the person only has enough for one, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos odeh. Because the shalim bites. So Fredman in the veld, it's pasha not shaykh. You're not mechoyev to be moichar ksus for Ner Shabbos. So you're going to go out and be moichar ksus for the Ner Chanukah. Now that you have the Ner Chanukah, but you have to do Ner Shabbos first. So what do? So the reason it's a toy is because Avad is a din of moichar ksus for Ner Shabbos also. What's my raya? Dos alein is the raya. If Ner Shabbos for Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos odet, and Ner Chanukah is moichar ksus, Avad Ner Shabbos is moichar ksus. But there's a cheshbon in the belt that they say, no, maybe taka, you have to be moichar ksus, you have to get on a Chanukah. But then it turns into an Er Shabbos, because Er Shabbos has kedim, it's like a Ariyeh Revi'eli, and then you have to go be moichar ksus again. Kum d'chois, Chanukah always has a Shabbos in it. Chanukah always has at least one Shabbos in it. So by definition, you're going to have to buy Neiros. The Rambam is not stamati telling you Hilchas Shabbos here. It's Hilchas Chanukah taka. The Baal Tzadz Chanukah is going to be Mechayiv Moichar Ksus for the Ner Chanukah. But then Ner Shabbos is going to take it away and you're going to weiter have to be Moichar Ksus weiter to get another Ner Chanukah. Is Hilchas Chanukah Takas Mechayiv? Liknois Shemen V'Neiros. Doesn't mean 8, it means Takas just 2. Shemen V'Neiros for the one time that it comes out, Chanukah on Friday night. Now the emes is when Chanukah comes on Friday night, we light much earlier. And the emes is, what's going to be the din? It happens on some years when Chanukah the first night is Friday night. So we're lighting way before this man. It's way before Shkia. And it's Chav Dalet Kislev. And we get and we light our menorahs and we write and we make the bracha Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah Shosanisim. Rabbi Isai, it's Chanukah? Is it Chanukah yet? You made the bracha Lahadlik. Oh, but it's already Chanukah. It's not Chanukah, it's Chav Dalet Kislev. Lamarshal, I had a shiloh. There's a din birchas haroya. Someone that's not planning to light, but when he sees the menorah, has to make shasa nisim. I want to talk about it still. A person can make a birchas haroya Friday night when it's the first night of Hanukkah. It's before shkia. He sees his neighbor lit. He's not planning to light bachlav. He could already make the shasa nisim of birchas haroya. Far Hanukkah is birchas haroya. Is I once heard a chiddush to be mavar Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's already Hanukkah. He said, someone that's makel, you're not supposed to do this, but if you're makel and you lit Hanukkah candles that Friday and you didn't have a mincha yet, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to have a mincha before. But lemaisa b'di'evit, it's not mevatel mincha. And you davening mincha, he says, you say ala nisim in mincha. It's the mincha of Chav Dalet Kislev. But you say ala nisim. Why? Vais the chois, chayr of shadis, ala nisim is not dafka when it's Hanukkah, it's not Hanukkah. Alanism is after you started the mitzvah of the Neiris. If the mitzvah of the Neiris already went into position, it's already, we're holding already by Alanism. As I said, it's a big chiddush to me, halacha l'maaseh, what you do. Now, I wanted to make a tzushtel to this, or an opposite tzushtel. An opposite tzushtel. I'm taking out here the chiddush that even though it's be'etzem not Chanukah, but Vibalt, you already made hadlokas Neiris, so you already say Alanism. I found the idea, l'gabi hilchas Purim, the Alanism of Purim, of Akertazach. The Hagoyis Maimri brings a shita that you only say Ala Nisim and Purim by Shachris, not by Ma'ariv. Only by Shachris and Mincha. Yeah, Vada, Mincha, Dafman Oichen, Zogin, Vada. Aber, Dafman Halten. Aber, Shachris and Mincha. By Ma'ariv of Purim, not. Why? He says, because you only make Ala Nisim after you already laid the Megillah. After the Kriyas and Megillah, then we entered into the Purim. I it's already Purim, it's Ma'ariv. After it's night, it's Purim. Vaizchoy's Alanisim is not in Purim. Alanisim is totally after you did the mitzvah of the Purim. And therefore, by Ma'ariv, since it's before the Mikra Megillah, you didn't lay him yet, you don't say Alanisim. I see the same idea here, that the takon of Alanisim, but tefillah, is it didn't, whether you did the mitzvah sayon. On one hand, you see here by Chanukah, even though it's not Chanukah, it's Chav Dalet. But you already said, you already made the hadlaka. So you have already the dinim of Alanisim. It's already Purim. We don't pass like the Goyis Maimon. But he says the idea that even though it's already Purim, but since you didn't have Mikra Megillah yet, so you don't have Alanisim. For on the Sugya Mahadran and Mahadran Minah Mahadran, Mahadran the Gemara says is the elite for every member of the family. And then the Gemara says Mahadran Minah Mahadran is Moisif Ha'olich. And Pasha the Gemara says, Kenegad Yom Ma'yotzim. So you might have a hailach, can I get the yom mayyot? If you do it as a machlokes rishonim, she does tois v'siz, afanort, that when you do mahadrin mina mahadrin, you forget about the mishpach. You only do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Interesting is a person has 10 people in his family. Herem ha'isav astutza dolei toises. A person has a very big family. Mishpacha bruchat yeladim. Yeah? He has 14 people in his family. Herzach astutza. If you're only going to do Mahadrin, you're going to light 14 candles every night. But if you want to go even higher, you want to do Mahadrin in a Mahadrin, then you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It comes out less candles. As long as there's 5 people in the family ready, it's more candles. To do Mahadrin in a Mahadrin like Tarsus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, is 36 candles. So you do it as a Sachin Yonim in the 36. I'm all gerett of them, right? Right, it says V'yakov nasa sukoisa after he fights with the Suri Shal Esav, which is like Yom Kippur, he goes to Sukkis, and then Vayivan Loi Bayis. Loi is the 36. Vayivan Loi Bayis, the 36. It's the 36 candles connected to 36 hours that the Oyer HaGonas, the Sheshes Meberachis, was 36 hours that the Eibushter had this special light. Those are the 36 hours. This is the 36 candles. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gonzoi L'Tzadikim Lasad Lovai. Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu going as the Or? In the Torah Shabbat Peh. He didn't hide it somewhere on the Mitachet Lakarka. He hid it in the Torah Shabbat Peh. In the 36 Mesechtes. There are 36 Mesechtes in Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Lamed Vav Oireis is connected to the Lamed Vav Shois, connected to the Lamed Vav Mesechtes. There's Grois and Yonim in the Lamed Vav. But interesting, Mahadran, based on the family, if you have a big Mishpacha, is even more. So why do we call it Mahadran Min HaMahadran? So the Ran, Chedush Yeran says, because normally you didn't have that many people in the family. It means less than 4. The minute you have already 5 people in the family, 5 candles every night is 40. And to do the Mahajim and Mahajim is only 36. Oh, but candles, it's tiefer. To do Mahajim and Mahajim, it's not a question of more candles. It's a better Milo. Because you're doing Kenega the days that went out. You're doing the Kenega the days that went out. But Al-Kapanam, that's twice a shita, that when you do Mahajim and Mahajim, you suddenly don't do for the family members. You only do it yourself. And you light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's the twice a shita. Now, Tosfos says you have to do it like that. Tosfos says if you're going to light for every member of the family and for the night of Hanukkah, so if you have seven people in your family and it's the fourth night and you're lighting 28 candles, no one sees what's going on. No one can know if you have 28 people in your family and it's the first night. If you have seven people in your family and it's the fourth night, four people in your family, it's the seventh night. There's no hector. It's not connected to Yom HaYotz. That's why it says, that when you do Mahajim in a Mahajim, you only do one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. No extras for the family. The Rambam holds Nishtazai. The Rambam holds that, and very few people are annoyed like the Rambam. I know someone that's annoyed like the Rambam. Very few people are annoyed like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you light both. But who lights it? The Balabos. The Balabos, if a guy, you have to take a calculator, if he has 10 people in his family, and it's the sixth night, he lights 60 candles. The Balabos himself lights, multiply the amount of people in the house, times the night it is, and that's what you light. Now, L'chayra, like the Rambam, L'chayra, you missed the whole point. Where's the Yom HaYotzin? You don't have a remes for the Yom HaYotzin. So the Emes, the Ashkenazim, well, the Sfarim do like Tosfos, the Machaber does like Tosfos, but the Ashkenazim that do not like Tosfos, they don't like the Rambam, that every person lights his own menorah, but you put it in a different place, so it's nicker. You can see if it's the seventh night and there's four people, or it's the fourth night and there's seven people. You can see, because you light the menorahs in different places. The Shaila is what's done in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you have 10 people in your family, it's the sixth night, you light 60 candles. So what's the point? Where's the connected Yom HaYotzin? What are you doing? What are you doing, guys? So the Bir Agroz Masbir, Pshat in the Rambam, it's a big chiddush, I want to stay on this Nakuda. The Emes, the Gemara says two reasons for Beis Hillel. One reason is connected Yom HaYotzin, and the other Gemara, the Gemara says, Mailin B'Kaydish for Loi Meridin. It's not locked up because you want to show how many days in Chanukah. Stanazay, every day you did something, you do more the next day. Mailin B'Kaydish for Loi Meridin. Zok the Gro, that the Rambam holds. Like that reason, the Gro learns that it's a machloikis. It's not together. It's two separate pshatim. There's one pshat, als kineged yom hayoyt. There's another pshat, it's not stama extra kinds. It's a pshat farzach. Mailin bekoidish v'loy merin. Mailin bekoidish v'loy merin. So the first night you lit 10, the next night 20, the next night 30. Mailin bekoidish v'loy merin. As I stayed in the Gro, and I want to be mavar, if you do, everyone says, oh, the famous vart from Rav Shach, from Navi Ezra, but I want to be mad, what's the pshat? The famous Shaila al Reden Vengadam. Rav Shach says in Avi Ezri, and he's choylik on all the Gedolei HaPoiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Nishtazai, the Beis Halevi, the Ksav Sofer, everyone says Nishtazai. But Rav Shach says in Avi Ezri, and he says it's Kedavar Poshet, without being Masber. He says it's Poshet Azai, but I want to be Masber what he means. He says if it's the third night, and you only have two candles, you light two candles. Mechayra, if it's the third night and you don't have three candles, so you're not going to be Mekayim Kineged Yom HaYotzin. You don't have three candles. So you only light one. Rav Shach says no, you light two. He says, Pshita, you light two. Why shouldn't you at least light as much as you have? Why should you only light one? You have two. Chach light two. But what's the Pshat of two? It's not the second night. Elamai, you're not doing Mahajim, so go stick to Nerei Shabbos. Now, I want to be Makdim. Avada Rav Shach is talking in a case that you know tomorrow you're going to get more candles. The Vada. If you're not going to know you're getting more candles, Avada, you only light one, you have to save one for tomorrow. Avada Rav Shach means that you know b'yediyah berurah that you're going to get a big delivery of more shemen b'neiris tomorrow, and it's only a shaila what to do tonight, and you're for sure going to have candles tomorrow. What do you do? Zok de you light two, and the pel is what? There's no inyan of two. Either keneged yom hamayotzin, which is three, or neiris ubeisa, which is one. Where's the inyan of two? By me is bar. Rav Shach doesn't explain, but l'chayre he's going according to this gro, and he's going that there's a shita called Mailin B'Kodesh V'Loi Meridin. It has nothing to do with Keneged Yom HaYotzin. It's not Shach. You say, well, I'm partially showing it's the third night. I'm doing two. It's close to. No, that you're not showing it's the third night. As the Indian of Keneged Yom HaYotzin, there's no Indian to light two. It's better to light one. But there's also Indian of Mailin B'Kodesh. The first night you lit one. The second night you lit two. You want to only light one now. You're going down. At least light two. Stick to the amount you lit the night before. That's Lechayre the Hezbor of Shachman. And I bezoi have interesting to Shaila. What if it's the sixth night and you only have three candles? The previous night you lit one, two, three, four, five. And now it's the sixth night. And again, you know tomorrow you're going to get more candles. It's the sixth night. You only have three candles. Is there anything to do three? Can I not? Saiba, you're going down. You're not being Mailin B'Kodesh. You're going down. You're being Moirid. Last night was five. So one option is to forget everything and light one candle and do Nir Eshu Beisai. Is there an inyan also of V'loi Moiridin? Even three or two or four. I know you're less than five from the night before, and you're not doing the six. Is there also a minhag v'loy meiridin? Can zayin not? Can zayin only mailin b'kodesh? So can zayin even Rav Shach will agree on the sixth night is not going to be even to do three. I once heard from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a raya, that Rav Shach is right. That on the third night, or on any night, if you don't have enough, you still light epis what you have. You don't just light one. There's a lashon of the Rambam and Shuvah, and Morgan Avraham brings it. There's a Tshuvas Rambam. If a person lit some of the candles and then gets some more candles, mevorich oid pam, v'chein b'chol pam v'pam. If a person only lit some of the candles and then he got more candles that night, he makes a bracha again. What's this case that you lit some of the candles and then you got more candles? How does a person light some of the candles? And it says three times, v'chein b'chol pam v'pam. It's the seventh night. What, you only lit two candles, then again two candles? What are you lighting two candles for? Unless you have the whole seven, you only light one. And the Rambam read to Ashmuz that it's the seventh night, that he only lit a few of the candles. V'chein b'chol pam v'pam, you moistiv more. Shtei t'klorit, there's a musik of lighting two or three or four. Avi ma'ilim b'kaydish. B'doichik, you can get out of this raya. Maybe the Tshuvas Rambam is talking about someone that's not doing mahajrin min mahajrin. The Rambam's talking about someone that only does mahajrin. Someone that does only based on the family members. He has 10 people in his family. So, that's for sure I can hear it's mistaber. First, he only had three candles of it for three members of his family. He got two more candles, he lit again. As the inyan of going, as the members of the family, as the din of mahajrin, that's why he was being moistiv more and more. In the Sfasemis in the Sefer Shabbos, I also saw this idea, Betzim, that we're saying from Rav Shach and that we're saying from the Bir Agro, that the Yisoid, there's a sheet called Milan B'Kodesh. It has nothing to do with Yom HaMayotzen. Besides that you're going to do Keneged Yom HaMayotzen, there's an inyan of only going up, not going down. The Sfasemis clears, what will be the Nafkamina? So first he starts with Gor Big Chedush in Ladina, but he's Matchirem. He says, Lamasha, let's say a guy with the first night would light three candles. Stam is like a Chapta joke, he light three candles. Clear the Sfasemis, maybe he should light now 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Every night, Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. It's not Yom HaMayotzen. I'm Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. We did three the first night. Go higher and higher. So that is Matcha. And it's Pashat. Why? Because when you lit three that first night, you missed the boat. You weren't lighting three. You were lighting two. You were lighting one and two birthday candles. That is nothing there. There's no Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. But he says, what about Bakert? Let's say someone lit the first three nights, he only lit one. One, one, one. Klerit is Fasemis. Maybe the Indian are doing 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. And again, he's Matcha. But then he finally comes out of Chiddush Ladina. Again, based on this Yisai. Let's say someone has 27 candles. Remember, you need 36 to have a full set. A person has 27 candles. I might have thought he should light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 1, 1. Or like Rav Shach, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 1, 1, I think, comes out of Chiddush. Because you're going to cut some of them. But he says, no, it's better to light 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 7, 8. I think you shouldn't go down. If you know in advance, you're only going to have 27 candles. And there's an inyan besides Yom HaMayotzen. There's an inyan of Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. Let me read in. So you shouldn't light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the last three nights, the Kapara light 1, 1, 1. Because then you went down. Hagam, if you do it that way, 5 out of the 8 nights of Chanukah, you did it the right way. And only 3 nights, you did it the wrong way. You did Nerush Beis. But it's not Kedai. It's better, Zotis Vasemis, to light 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and only finally then 7, 8. Abi, the Iker thing you do right, that you weren't Moirid B'Kodesh. Because there's a separate sheet of Moirid B'Kodesh, of Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, let me read it, as a separate sheet. The Emes is it's very fair, because the Gemara says, what's the other man, the Amr then? Keneged Pari Achag. Where does Pari Achag come into Chanukah? Bishleim, if you learn, the Iker Machloikis is Yom HaYoitzin and Yom HaNechmasin. And Ma'ilim B'Kodesh and Pari Achag is only a Kneich on that. But if you learn that Ma'ilim B'Kodesh is Be'etzim of Shat, then that Benzog and Atayr Oichet that Pari Achag is Be'etzim of Shat. Vosat HaShaykh is Pari Achag to Chanukah. Avdem is Vosach Torah, but Nishfayetz. I want to phrase like this. There's a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. What is the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim? What is the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim? It's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. There's two Birchas HaMitzvahs. Under a cleric, two Birchas HaMitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of the Ma'isa Hadlaka. And there's another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. So you have the two Birchas HaMitzvahs. Kenzain. The Chayyur is a mahalat to say like this. There's a din that if someone's not lighting at all, but he sees a menorah, haroya ner Chanukah mevarach Sha'asa Nisim. That's what people think. And under a din has nothing to do with ner Chanukah. There's a new din, haroya ner Chanukah. But Kenzai, know there's really one yisoy. There's a din to be madlik ner Chanukah and to make a lahadlik. And then there's an inyan to see the ner Chanukah and make a Sha'asa Nisim. Even when a person's lighting his own menorah, the inyan is, and there are people that are makpid like that, they make the Sha'asa Nisim after they light. They make a lahadlik, light the menorah, look at it, and then they're mekayim the din of Birchas Haroya. They're mekayim the din of Birchas Haroya al yedei, looking at their own menorah. So it's not two separate sugis. The din of Birchas Haroya is gufa, the din of every time. There's a ma'isa hadlaka, and then there's a Birchas Haroya. There are people that have a minute that they make Birchas Sha'asa Nisim after the first candle. Let's say it's the sixth night, You light one candle, you look at it, and then you make the shasanis. The Avudraham has an interesting shita. The Avudraham says, you make a Sha'asan Nisim before the new candle. On the fifth night, you light four candles. You make Lahadik, you make four candles. You make the Sha'asan Nisim right before the new Ner. Why? Because the Sha'asan Nisim is for the Rivuya Ner, the Tesefis of the Nes. So always before the new candle, that's when you make the Sha'asan Nisim. Azoy Zog Davudram. Now, I have a Dover Nechman, I was clearing. I always was wondering in the Rambam. I bet he didn't attack it, it's not like the Rambam. Oh, but I was wondering, according to the Rambam, a guy has eight people in his family, and it's the fifth night. So he lights 40 candles. Is he lighting five separate menorahs, each one, or eight separate? Is it eight times five or five times eight? How do you, or somebody it's lighting 40? I have enough kamina, like the Avudram. According to the Rambam, if you would hold the brach of Shas Nisan like the Avudram, let's say again, you have five people in your family, and it's the seventh night. When do you make the Sha'as Nisan? Right before the seventh candle, because you lit six, and now the new candle is the seventh one? Well, no. Last night you already lit 30. Tonight you're going to light 35. You light it before the 31st candle. So you're looking at it as one, is the Peshat, as the father first lights his candles, then his oldest son's candles, then the next son's candles, Azay? Well, no, it's a din. 40 candles, 80 candles, 100 candles. An Afkamina would be like the Avudram. When is the Tosefes Neiros of the for the Sha'as Nisan? We just read the Maisa with the Tshuva is Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger has a Tshuva in Simen Yud Gimel. If a person on the seventh night is lighting and he forgot to make a bracha, he's in the middle of a lighting, he already lit four candles and he forgot to make a bracha, could he still make a bracha on the neiros of Hidr? He didn't make a bracha. He forgot. So the Emes that the Machloik is Pri Chodesh and El Yerabah. The El Yerabah says you can make a bracha on the neiros of Hidr also. The Pri Chodesh holds no, you can't make a bracha on the neiros of Hidr. You only make a bracha on the original neir. But Rabbi Kiveger wants to declare a tziruf. He says you're allowed to make a bracha on the extra neiros. Why? He says, first of all, you can be soimach on the El Yerabah. Second of all, he says, he wants to be Mitzarif Moshe. He says, what about the Prichadish? The Prichadish also, you can't make a brach on either. He says, you could also be Soymach on the Rosh. The Rosh in Pesachim says that we make the Nusach of the Bracha Lehadlik and not Al Hadlaka, because Lehadlik is the mitzvah continues, Shehui mitzvah. The whole 30 minutes that is lit is considered a Kayim of the mitzvah. And then he throws in a third Knech, a third Siba to be Mekel, because the Shach and Yeredei Paskin, that the Eved, you're always allowed to make a Bracha, even if it's not Oyvel Asiyos. So you're making the bracha on the first candle. Ah, you already lit it? You're allowed to make a bracha over Lasiyasa. Like the Shach, you're allowed to make the bracha even after you lit all eight candles. Because B'di Yevet, you're allowed to make a bracha even if it's not over Lasiyasa. So again, it's the seventh night and you lit four candles, you didn't make your bracha yet. So Zog Rabbi Kiveger, B'tzir, three shittas, you're going to still be allowed to make a bracha. First of all, you can be Soymech on the El Yerabah, that you're allowed to make bracha even on the Neiros of Hidr. And even if you hold not like the El Yerabah, you hold like the Prichadish that you can't, but you can be Soymech on the Rosh that the candles are still burning. And a third issue is because of the Shach, that the Shach holds, you're allowed to make a bracha b'diyevet even if it's not Avilas Yos. But Rabbi Kiveger Bavarns, if you want to rely on all these three shittas, there's an afkamina. What if the original candle went out? Out the El Yerabah, good, but you're still lighting the ones of Hidr. But if you want to rely because of the Rosh that the maimon of the mitzvah is still here, if it went out already, it's no good. But I want to say Ha'ara, Rabbi Kivega's Lashon HaTshuva is, Im Kvar Kavu HaRishoynois, if the first ones went out, it's no good. Why does he say Kavu HaRishoynois? It should be told if the first one went out. Like we said from the Beit Levi, it's Achas V'Sheish, Achas V'Sheva. If the first one went out, it should be no good. Rabbi Kivega's Lashon is, Im Kavu HaRishoynois, if all the first ones you lit ran out. Meduyik and Rabbi Kivega are a big chiddush. Yesh Breira. You're allowed to decide, as long as one of the neiros is still lit, you can say, oh, that's my Iker one. You don't have to say that Dafka, the first one, is the Iker one. As long as one of them is still lit, if the maimed of the mitzvah is still here, Kavu HaRishoynos. And Echveistesh, this would be maybe even too much of a chiddush. But what would be if you lit all four already? It's the seventh night, you lit four, and you forgot to make the bracha. But all four already went out. I still have an Eitzah. Light the fifth one without a bracha, but now one of them is lit. Now that one of them is lit, now you can make the bracha on the last two. Thus, with some of us, I'm too great a chiddush, because if all of them went out, you don't have the hemshich of the king of the mitzvah anymore. Said, okay, Shem, it wasn't the. It's fake to say that.